Well, that's fast action.
Oh.
I mean, to have an operational...
Of course, it was the...
March of 42. That's very right. Remarkable.
That's right. And, of course, there were big quarrels between the Air Force and the other people as to who was to do it. And so. But the following year, we had a big set two about H2S and H2K.
Yes.
And I'd come to England and we sat down. Oh, I should have told you that. I have to go back a bit. In 43, suddenly DuBridge called me, and I was at Radiation Lab, and said, Robinson, I haven't got any American to demonstrate the 3-centimeter search radar to Chawal, who is here with the Prime Minister in Washington. And he wants to see it. I want you to go to Washington this morning and demonstrate it to him. And so they told me which... they were staying at the Mayflower Hotel with the Prime Minister. So I was told to go to room 506 or something and knock at the door. And sure enough, there was Chawal. Morning coat, beautiful tie, stick pin, all the rest. Oh, Robinson, I'm so glad you're here. We knew each other. Please come in and sit down. I can't go until the PM is asleep. The PM, I knew this, took an afternoon nap, you see. This was about 2 o'clock. He'd had plenty to drink. And so I sat there for a few minutes chatting with Chawal, and then an aide, resplendent in RAF uniform, came out and said, Sir, the PM is asleep. All right, says Chawal, we can go. Come on, Robinson. We went down the elevator, and there was a tremendous long Chevy. No, what am I talking about? Cadillac, you know, with diplomatic flags and everything. Get in. So I got in, and there was a nice Jamaican guy, and he tucked me in, although it was not cold. And I said, thank you very much. And he said in the most beautiful English, he said, yes, we English do like our comfort, don't we, sir? And so we drove off, and we were to go to the naval base. That was where a small AT-11 trainer was fitted with this thing. And the guards, just overwhelmed by this Cadillac and all the flags, just waved us through. I was used to checking in. Mm. And then Chawal says to me, well, do you know where this is? And I said, yes. You see over there in the far distant corner? We went through without any yellow, you know, no permission or anything. We drove this thing right over. And there was a nice Marine, U.S. Marine, who was the pilot. He knew me, fortunately. And we got in, and Chawal said, Robinson, do you mind if I go up on the co-pilot's seat until we're airborne? Because then when it's really running nicely, tell me and I'll come back and look. And I heard him on the intercom say to the pilot, when we're airborne, do you mind if I take over? Here was Chawal. In this perfect morning dress, bowler hat, everything. And anyway, Chawal did take over. And after a time, I had a most perfect picture. I'll just show you what kind of pictures we were getting then. This was the only 3-centimeter working unit, you see, the only one in the world.
Yeah.
And I was demonstrating it to Chawal. And Chawal was absolutely delighted. He said, Robinson, I understand you're going to be in London next week. Before you do anything else, I want you to come to number 11 Downing Street and see me. I was scared stiff because this was about, you know, this is the sort of pictures for mm-hmm. This was the plane that I actually went over.
That's the
B-24. Now, you don't need to look through these. You've seen so many of them, these pictures.